Nothing, you can go back. We didn't start yet. No. You go before Slichas.
Fonila. Fonila. Nida. You got to stop with a stupid joke.
I don't get it. 1 hour or 2 hours?
Thank you. Thank you for waiting.
First of all, thank you, Shelly.
Thank you for coming. We know you have other options.
That's what you guys are selling now? Is that what got stuck on the port?
By the way, Vallone, you don't have to clean up.
I took two so I could use them for candles.
They fit?
I'm kidding.
They fit?
I didn't check. But
no, it's not going to fit.
Yeah, it is.
T-Lite?
T-Lite will fit.
That's T-Lite opinion?
It's too big. It's not.
I made it too big?
It's not
too small. No, go too, it go too, it's too deep.
No, it is.
No, it's too big for a candle.
Yeah. But you could do it.
It is too big?
It actually, it matches.
You're such a cheap ass.
Why?
Okay, Gary, we're starting now.
One second.
Let me just cash in before the end of the year. Yeah, I think
it's a great idea.
That means the whole year you're going to say these things.
Okay. I guess I'm
he already does.
I guess I'm taking another one.
He must have said it last year also.
I'm sorry. It really is. It looks like Mark's.
But I'm giving you credit. It's not a bad idea.
He wanted to see how he could take more.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was thinking maybe using salt the rest of the year, but no.
Salt?
Then you can't cover it.
It's Sifri. Today's year's sponsor of all the people sponsored for, hopefully, Omer, Mekasim, and Aron Es. They'll be home for Shoshana.
Happened
overnight?
Yeah,
almost
right bad in Lebanon.
And where?
Lebanon.
They slammed them?
Like 20 injuries.
What about Iran?
No.
What? The Jews are injured?
They ambushed them.
Yeah.
Chayalim injured?
Yeah.
Last time, same thing. They had him.
Fucker. They ambushed them coming over the border or something like that.
They went in a tunnel.
Wherever the hell.
They have tunnels. Crazy.
Ask Judah what they were. He just.
All right. I see what the attitude is going to be the whole year. Chenier Nafak Kiryasa. He went to the city. You ready?
Where are you starting from?
Where do we have to start from? Where do you guys finish? All right, Tony. Sorry. No, we did that. Goldstein didn't. Goldstein only got the first two dots.
We stopped them.
We stopped them?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. Revis Bokar Mank Tony Lo. Ikid Amir Rabbi Shmol Tony Lo. Ikid Amir Rabbi Kiwi Tony Lo. Depends where you put the dot. Sometimes people make their house like a Revis Bakar. Question is who said this? That means a mansion, the biggest room, you know, is a Yudal Yud, 10 by 10. My Traklin, Kufsu Bevardi. It's basically a room that is an airy room. It's got windows all around. It's the great room. Tony.
Your father said it's Charlie's living room.
Tony Vacantir.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Vacantir, Shtemesir Al Yud Bey, is my Kantir. Tarbet's a Pandi. It's a big entranceway they made for what do you call it? Dignitaries. Dignitaries had a big, like in front of their mansion, they had a big entranceway. That's what that was. Zakti Gemara, Rumik Chatzi Arke Chatzi Rochpe. Rael Dover, Rishin Gmel, Kiminyan Hecho. Rael Dover, Mag Tonilo. Igdam, Rishin Gmel, Tonilo, Vach Kamar. Rael Dover, Minayin. Rishin Gmel, Hecho, Kiminyan Hecho. We have to go binyan hekel. So what? Binyan hekel is the height is half the width and half the length. Who cares? Tanya, it's like the beams going across, not like we said in the Mishnah. So just say it. Say the height is like the width. Means they used to build in a way that the bottom of the house was thicker bricks. In order that the house should be strong, they would build that the bottom was thick and the top was thin bricks. So it means that the house was not wide, the width of the house was not the same through and through. The bottom was thinner than the top. Thicker bricks, but with a smaller room. So Gemara says, right, it's either that it was thicker, it was a different measurement, or that you had a place where the beams got notched out. I don't know if you have like in your sukkah, you know, sukkah is not the right thing. But,
Not necessarily.
But, whatever. There's places in the wall. You have like a niche, and that's where the beams sit. Mine's
a little bit, a quarter inch.
Depends who you see. You sit in a place where it's not his sukkah, on the ladies section. You have a ladies section, baby.
Ladies section?
You have a, overhang.
I know you said it's not a problem.
I didn't say it's a problem. I'm just saying. It's a lady's.
It's not a problem.
I don't think it is. It's not more than 4 feet. Four arms.
Just like you're sure.
Yeah, right. Maybe you could come wake him up again.
Don't tell me you woke him up.
Okay, you ready, guys? It's time for a sleeping sukkah. You spend money on everything else. Spend money on that. You're not away long enough.
Why is he spending money when you're going to do it for free?
Since you last said that, he's gone away literally like 4 to 5 weeks.
Never together for
he
a long
like
time.
In the same sentence, he'll say that every third week he goes away.
Rabbi Chanina, Nafak Kriyose, went out to the city, guys. We have a short day today. Ramalei Kroy Adadi. He asked the question, the psukim, they butt heads with each other. It says that the roof is 30 amas. Now, we said before, binyan hekel is 30 amas high. That's what the Mishnah said. So over here, it's the same thing. Binyan hekel is 30 amas. V'ksiv, v'lefnei advir, that's by the kachik doshim, esrim amas oirich, v'esrim amas rochav, v'esrim amas kamasai. You see clearly that the height was only 20 amas, not 30 amas. So Gemara says, "Amaluhu kika chasha misvas kruvim v'lamala." We're not counting from the floor to the ceiling. We're counting on the top of the kruvim. Now there's two sets of kruvim. There was a set of kruvim. Shlomo Melech had a set of kruvim that sat next to the kruvim though on top of it. On top of the Aron, and those sat on the floor. They were different kruvim. My kamashmal, what's the chiddush over here? It's marsha kamashmalon lamato kin lamala, like upstairs. Mala mala ain mishamish klum, just like Hashem. Shchina kaviyachu does not take up any room. There's no, it's not a room eating machine. It's not. There's no substance to it. So aflamato ein mishamish klum, the ikir of the shechina was in the kruvim, and that's there's no don't take up space. Messiah Rab Levi, Damer Rab Levi b'tam Rabbi Yochanan, Davar Zeh Mesiris b'Yodenu. We have a tradition. Soup ma'aseinu makim aron v'kruvim eina min amida, that does not take up any room. It never takes up any room. So this is a big shot. There's a lot of different shortcuts how to learn this Gemara. This Gemara is mamish full. Don't laugh, because then the guy will say another stupid joke. Anyway.
I thought he was going to go with the singing fiddle on the roof.
Was this one practice?
That was funny.
You think
you ready?
Practice, so this one just came out.
It came out.
He didn't know the word.
It's like diarrhea. It slips out.
Okay, I guess start the recording now, I guess. Otherwise, the whole year we're going to have bad things in the recording.
That laugh makes him go.
It also makes himself. He laughs at his own joke.
Exactly, I don't need that joke.
He's a laugher.
You got to end the year with a good joke.
Tochel Shana B'chaseh. You know? So the Gemara says that Davazem is Sirs Biadenu, I'm saying the Maka Arm Ainam Amid. What does Ainam Amid? That means the Mashal learns Pasha, like we just finished saying, that the Shekhinah doesn't take up room, and the Iker Shekhinah comes from the Kruvim, so it doesn't take up room. There's, like we said, there's two different Kruvim. There's Kruvim Shal Moshe and Kruvim Shal Shlomo. The Kruvim Shal Shlomo were on the floor. Kruvim Shal Moshe were on the Arm. The Ben Yehuda says that the Kapyrus was connected to Torah, and what the Gemara is saying is Einam Amida means that there's doesn't go into the cheshbon of your money, giving money for Torah. That's what it means. It doesn't take a room in the cheshbon. There's no cheshbon for it.
Maybe it only means time of the day.
That's what the Ben Yehuda says. No, Darn is Tyra, because Kapyrus, the thing. The
somehow money gets involved.
So Shabbos, Yontif, Tyra,
Kruvim. The Kruvim were right on top of Kapyrus. I mean, it was two different Kruvim, but the Tyra stams in the Kruvim. Kapyrus, Tyra was in the Kapyrus. Tyra was in the Aron. The Luchas was in that's Tyra. The Briskerov says that there's three Kisroinas, Kesa Kahuna, which is Kesa Kahuna, Kesa Malchus, and Kesa Toiro. And he says Kesa Toiro, Kesa Toiro, there's no, Toiro doesn't belong to anybody. It's Enim and Amido, the way he's learning is, it doesn't belong to one person. Anybody can learn Toiro. It's open for Gantz around. The Chassam Sofer learns that Enim and Amido means there's two types of people there's two things about Torah. The people that are Lomdei Torah, those are the Kruvim Shel Moshe, that were on top of the Aron. The Aron is connected to Torah, because the Torah was in the Aron. So the Kruvim Shel Moshe are the Lomdei Torah. The Kruvim Shel Shlomo that was standing on the ground, those are the Machzikei Torah. He said, which they have an equal share in the Chassam Sofer says that. So he says, that's Einam and Amida, that they're both. Have the same equal schus. But anyway, Tainami Hachi, Orange Ars Moshe, Yeshloi Revach, Eser Amos Lachol Ruach. There's space, 10 Amos on each side. Amrav Noya Mashmul, Kruvim Ben Nase Noyim. They're still with a miracle. Remember, Chomish Amos Knaf HaKruv, Achas, Chomish Amos Knaf HaKruv HaShenis. Each one was 5 Amos. Eser Amos Miktsavois Knafov, Aksois Knafov. So Gufayu Hekakami. It was 10 Amos total. Where was the body of this bird, of this Kruv? Elishmamino Benis Hinoindim. Because the body was disappeared. And also, that the measurements, whichever way you took the measurements, you had 10 Amos. There was no, usually it takes up room.
There's no Shlom Skru.
Yeah.
10 each or 20.
Yeah.
Was the actual body?
No, it was not. It doesn't. Nothing. Amida. That's what he's saying. It was a name. Bnei Sein Oindim. We don't know. I mean, it should have been something, right? Whatever Kruv is. So Gemara says, Maskela Abaya. How do you know? Maybe Dimma Bolton Katana Goylem Havakami. Maybe they were sticking out of Katana Goylem, which means that it wasn't straight. You're saying it was a straight measurement, maybe not. That's where there's room for the head. Maso Rava, Dum Zeshlik and Zabakami. So again there's room. Maskarabakabiak, Dumba Aksoinabakami is on an angle. Maser Avuna Beit Yeshua Dum Basim Milavi Ravach. Maybe the on top was wider. That's what we said before, that the bottom was narrow, the top was wider. Maser Rapav Dum Mekev Have a Kaifi Yedayu. Maybe their hands were bent. So maybe there was the body was, let's say, half of Amma, and the bodies were bent, and that's what made it 10 Ammas. Masi Rav Asher, the Mishlal Chufi have Mishlal Chufi. Like Rav Bam says, Ka'odim Shechovik as Yodov, Ka'odim Shikil as Yodov. So they held in their hands. So Gemara says,
like
hugging. So Gemara says, Ketzemon, how were they taka standing, the Kruvim? Were they opposite each other? B'yekarim lezach, chandam apneim ish elochiv. Opposite each other. Chandam ar pneim lebayis. L'mandam ar pneim ish elochiv, aksiv apneim lebayis. It says that it was to the house, to the Bishnim. There's lakash. Kam zman, she saw us in Tzorin Shalmokim. Kam zman, she ain't Yisrael, oisim in Tzorin Shalmokim. Depends when. Their heads turned b'neis. That's the famous Gemara. Gemara says when they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Romans, they were facing each other. They had both. The Kruvim were there. They had Kruvim. Both Kruvim. Shlaimus Kruvim were overlapped the other Kruvim. Shbam says that they had both Kruvim. Both Kruvim, yeah. Where did I see it? They saw somewhere that it was one was overlapping the other one. One was overlapping the other one.
Well, you see that when the Romans came, that they saw that.
That was the Gemara. We had the Gemara that when they came into the Beis Hamikdash, they were facing each other.
One set. We have two sets.
No, there was two sets. I saw it somewhere. Somebody says that it was overlapping. No, one second. When they came in, it was facing each other. It was a shaila. How was it facing each other? Because it said, "Bizmanchi saw Oysim Shalim Shalmakim."
Right, the Gemara discusses it there, but I don't know if the Gemara was talking that it happened by that.
No, so what happened? When they came in, they were facing each other, but that's they weren't Oysim Shalim Shalmakim because this image was being destroyed. And that they say that, no, that it was trying to show that the right now is a Ace Rotsam. I mean, the Abish just, we're going to Golos, and that's when the famous Vav from the Chabatzka Rebbe from the Lubavitch. The Lubavitch said going to Golos is not a punishment. Going to Golos is a mahalach to get to the next place. Okay. So Gemara says, "Ramakulamandam apneim bai suksev apneim ishal achir." The mitzad that stood there, they were next to each other. Tanya unkos again, I'm a crew of meisets at zurnhein, umitzdadim apneim katalman if the mirabai. And satsum is a lashon of like a it was a kid going next to each other and they were looking at each other.
He wants breakfast.
I didn't know this was really a thing.
He wants breakfast.
Zakti Gemara.
We actually have a
Mishi Yeshloi.
I still don't believe.
You can't rely on
Brady. Good for you.
Zakti Mishnah. Mishi Yeshloi bar lefnim beishu chaveray. So basically, this took my situation where it was either inheritance. Either inheritance, and he got a pit with a derech, or he bought, or they split a pit. They split the inheritance, and they split. Two brothers split something, or two shutrim split, and this guy owns a pit in the guy's backyard with a way to go there, with a right, an easement, with an easement to go to this water pit. So the guy has a right to go there. There's no question about going there. He has a right to go there, full right to go there. But the question is, when is he allowed to go? They go 3 o'clock in the morning. You're going through my yard, Lamaisa. So Mishesh Le Bar Lefnim Beis Chaveri Nichnas B'Shosh Derech Ben Adam Nachnasin. You go in when time when people go in. Ve'Yotze B'Shosh Derech Ben Adam Yotzim. 9 to 5, whatever normal time. Don't come in at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes, real. People did private stuff in their backyard. The backyard was or the front yard, whatever it was. The yard it was a private place. You can't bring your animal in there, or mashkim and boiroi, and drink from the pit. Each one makes a lock. And the Gemara is going to say, why does each one need a lock? So Gemara says, pesachas lahecha. Who's make what's this lock for? Both for the pit. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Bishlam ba'abar, the guy who has the pit, he has to make a way that nobody should take water from his pit. I have a water pit. I don't want people to take. The Baal Bayis, what does he care? Amar Abba Lezer, Mishum Chashad Ishtoi. This guy's going to be hanging out in his backyard, and it's Chashad. His wife is home, so mainly he makes a way. You can only come in at a specific time, and the Mefarshim speak out. It's not Pshad is that there's a Chashad with his Ishtoi. It's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means it's atvei yisin nekiyim. You don't put yourself in a situation where people start saying things. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where a guy walks by. You see, okay, 1 second, what's going on over here? No, this is a system. Nobody thinks anything. That's the way you have to live your life. Mishesh loy gina lefnim miginas chaveroi. Also, another halacha. A guy has a property in the other guy's property. Nichnas b'shosh derech ben adam nechrosim v'yotzim b'shosh ben adam yotzim. It's only 9 to 5. Ein emachas soichoy tagrin. V'loy, you can't bring people in there to look at the fruits. Lo yichnam techos alecha acheres. But you can't use it as a shortcut. When I gave you a right to go in through my property, the easement, I sold you the easement, or we split the property, it was for this property only. Whatever's negated to this property, you have no right to use this as shortcut. You want to go to Ashkenaz shul and the property on Sydney. And you have a going through my property, you only have a right to do it for the property, not to use it as a shortcut. That's not what we split it for. Now the Ritva speaks out, this is only if you split the property or if you sold the property or you got an inheritance. But if you rent a property from someone, you have a right to use it no matter what. Renting a property means you're getting full right to this property. Full right to this property is however you want to use it. Nobody could stop you.
If you rent the pathway, that would be the same.
It's talking about you're renting the pathway also. You're renting a pathway and a property, that's for sure. Because otherwise you can't even get to the pit. But he's saying, when you rent it, it's a full right. The way Rashbam speaks out over here is, you now go to Selacher, as Rashbam says, So merely now I use it, but renting, I rented it, I have a right to this property to do everything I want. There's nothing to do with planting. Zot Gemara, right there, Mishnah, who plants? V'achitzen zarei azaderech, because it belongs to him. This guy just has the easement. Noisloi derech v'natzah, what happens if I give you a path on the side? Midash neem, nichnas b'shosh, it means they agree to give him a path on the side of the property, not through the property. So nix b'shosh roitzer, v'yetz b'shosh roitzer, because that's specific why you're giving him a path on the side. That you have a right to go there. It's yours. That's the whole point of it. Nobody can plant over there, because that's you're giving it to him, full right to that property. We're talking about a field. There's no ishtar involved. Wife doesn't work. She stays in the house and makes cakes. I'm Yehuda Amar Shmuel. I'm a Beis HaShalchan. When it comes to Beis HaShalchan, Beis HaShalchan is a big irrigation field. It's the biggest one. Ani Merchelach. Noisloi Beis HaAmas HaSeicha. V'am Mekam HaAm Lekan Lagafel. For the banks. You have banks on the side. In order to be able to correct and fix this Beis HaShalchan, you need room. What about I'm a Beis HaKilon? Ani Merchelach. Noisloi Am HaSeicha. V'chatsa Am Lekan. Chatsa Am Lekan Lagafel. You only have to give him that much room. It's a smaller thing. You know, the voice agafayim bizarim, who plants on these banks? These banks are big banks. They're 2 feet, 4 feet. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Baal Sada Zarim. Rabbi Amar Shmuel Baal Sada Noitam. Noitam means you're planting trees. Zarim means you're planting vegetation, tomatoes. Mandam Azarim. So kolchka noitam, for sure noitam, because zayrum is worse. It's tomatoes and it has a lot of moisture and it can ruin the pit. They can plant a tree. When it says noitam, it's specific, a tree. A tree takes 5 years to grow. It doesn't have all kinds of moisture. You plant tomatoes and all kinds of little stuff that keep on growing. There's tons of moisture and it ruins the pit. You have a river, an irrigation, a stream that you gave the guy right to it and you gave him the banks to work with. Now the banks started, they fell in. So masakna ma'isa soda bidua shalai kolu agafa elabai soda. You're allowed to go ahead and take sand from the existing field. You don't have to import sand and rebuild these banks. Masra papa lemele mayach ashpulu arek. What do you mean? Why don't you say it fell into the thing? The water it carried away into the pit. Why take it from my property? Maybe it didn't go on the property. Amar papa shal manas king kibla basoda. It's a good taina. It's taka, very good taina. I don't have an answer for that. The reason why you're allowed to do it, because that's the normal thing when I sell you a pit, that if it breaks, you're going to take sand from me. Not because it fell into your property. And economy. Taka didn't fall to the property. But that's the normal thing to do. Don't forget to take some stuff. Shana toivo, tikosev, isichosev, la'al tachayim, toivim, mashalom. Say it now already. You want to have a good year. So we said yesterday, the Goylem, that was yesterday, the Goylem, the guy who talks without knowing. Shiva Minim Peron is Bain Loylem. Al Shiva Gufi Aver, Miksosam, Ma'aisir, Miksosam, Nimatz, Rav Shabbat Tzores, Miksosam, Raven, Miksosam, Saven. Gom Mishol Ha'ase, Rav Shal Mahum, Shabbat Tzores, Ba. Shloi Tazchal, Rav Shakoya, Ba. Derb Ba Loylem, Al Misa Amuz, Matar, Shloi Nimshir, Lebezin. Al Peri Shvir, Scher Ba Loylem, Al Inu Adim, Al Ives Adim, Al Meir, Matar, Shloi Kalach. All these things have like a Mida connected Mida effect. Yashakoya, have a great day.